Welcome to Who Is My Neighbor, a podcast about what it looks like to love your neighbor. In season four, we are sharing reflections from this year's Advent devotional, Advent in Durham, Watching for Your Dawn. Today is the sixth day of Advent.
Isaiah 64, verse 1 and 4, in the New King James Version, it reads, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him." As I read these words, I'm sitting outside enjoying an early fall fire. This brief respite that I've afforded myself is needed, although there's much work still to be done. This passage continues the plea of the remnant found in Isaiah 63 that God will intervene from heaven. This past year in Durham has been filled with moments of the earnest pleas of God's people that God might tear open heaven to make God's presence known. Isaiah's imagery of fire in verse 2a, as fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil. This causes me to consider the biblical significance of fire. Here I sit with fire for warmth, but in scripture it represents God's presence and divine judgment. As I sit here waiting, yes, waiting, I am reminded of God's presence. I can consider the daily acts of kindness and love that happen and often are not reported in the news or on social media. I'm reminded of the ways that Durhamites continue to show up and love their neighbors. In so doing, we continue in the knowledge that God will indeed come again. Yes, God, come down and bring your peace and healing to our community and this world.
The Who Is My Neighbor podcast is a production of Durham Cares, a nonprofit that mobilizes Durham residents to love their neighbors. Learn more at www.durhamcares.org.